Greece, Finland, Spain, Germany,
France,
Belgium,
Italy,
and Turkey. Different cultures
and one continent,
Europe. But what happens when 8 countries get together to make a podcast in the e-twinning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
This. We are students from Zanitz in Germany. One topic that connects us all are the prejudices that each person has about another country.
We want to examine them more closely and finally get rid of them, to be able to view ourselves as a complete entity.
So have fun with the following episodes.
Woo!
Today, in this new radio session, we are going to talk to some teenagers about reading habits. The topic of the debate that we are going to hold today is teenagers do not read anymore. Is it true? First of all, we are going to start asking some questions to one of the 4 teenagers that are here with us today. Hello, Anne, and thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure.
If you agree, let's start with the main question. Are teenagers reading?
I think that it depends on the person. Some teenagers do not like reading, while others love reading. But they have to say that most teenagers don't read if they aren't obligated to.
Do teenagers read physical books, e-books, audiobooks?
I am a teenager and I usually read in my e-book because it is cheaper. But sometimes I like taking a physical book. I have never heard about audiobooks.
Do teenagers read online articles? Do they read printed newspapers?
I think that the habit of reading newspapers is getting lost. Now teenagers are getting used to reading online news. The thing is that most of the online news are fake news.
Do teenagers read online articles? Do they read blogs, essays posted on social media such as Facebook, Twitter?
For example, when you have to do some homework and we don't know what the answer to a question is, we start looking for information in any online article or blog. That's when we read them. When we are surfing the net and we suddenly find an essay, we start reading it.
Do teenagers read physical or digital magazines?
In my opinion, magazines are different. In my case, I prefer reading physical magazines and I don't know why.
Thanks, Anne. And now we will continue doing questions to Sheila. Hello, Sheila.
Hello.
Where does reading material come from? Do teenagers borrow from libraries? Do they purchase from physical bookstores? Or do they download the book for free online?
I think that teenagers nowadays take books from libraries or download them for free online just because in that way they don't have to spend money and acquire lots of books.
Do teenagers find reading enjoyable and relaxing, or do they prefer other activities such as watching TV, DVDs and online videos?
In my opinion, few people enjoy reading books. Most teenagers only read because they are required to do it just to pass the exams at school. And the books the school gives them to read are not particularly interesting or of their taste. So most teens don't like to read just because of this, and they enjoy watching videos or playing video games more.
Thanks, Sheila. John, it's your turn now.
Perfect. Let's start then.
Okay. Well, John, how often do teenagers read on their free time? Never less than once a month, at least once a month, once a week, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
I don't usually read in my free time because I don't like reading. I often do other things.
Which is your favorite language for reading? Your mother tongue, English?
Yes. My favorite language to read is Basque, because it is my native language and I understand it the most, okay? But I also enjoy reading in Spanish.
Very good, John. Now, Tom, I will start with you if you agree.
Okay.
How do teenagers discover new material to read? Social media, other teenagers' recommendations, or online browsing? I think that teenagers discover this material in the social media. The books that are popular may be posted on Instagram or Twitter, for example. And this can grab teenagers' attention, and some of them can even start to read those books. Some of them start reading books because their favorite film was based on one book, as Harry Potter or After. When do teenagers read? On weekdays or on weekends? Teenagers prefer to spend more time doing other things, but when it's time to read, I think that teenagers usually read on weekdays before going to bed. What do teenagers like reading? That is a quite personal question, but I think that love and mystery are the most chosen topics by teenagers. Well, that's also my case. Okay, this has been very interesting. So now, please, could you tell each other what book have you read and what do you think about the book you've read? If you agree, Anne, we will start with you.
The book that I have read, it's called A Marriage of Convenience. I haven't enjoyed this book too much because when I start reading,
I like reading all about a topic, but in this case, it's not all about the same topic. The topic changes. There are more histories in this book. So I don't recommend this book because I think that it's boring and it's not interesting. But I have to say that it's easy to read and to understand it.
Oh, very interesting, Anne. Okay, now Sheila, it's your turn.
The last book I've read, it's called The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, and it speaks about Tom Sawyer and his friend Huckleberry Finn that are always in trouble. One night, Tom and Huckleberry see a fight between Injun Joe, the doctor, and Muff Potter. I like this book because it's easy to read it, and it's interesting because there is a lot of mystery, and I think that teenagers would like it.
Very good, Sheila. John, I think it's your turn now.
This book starts in one cold winter morning. A famous movie star and her teenage daughter are driving along a country road. A blue van is waiting for them. Tom is in the van, but he's not a kidnapper. He's an artist. He usually draws pictures for adventure stories. Now he's a real-life adventure.
Finally, Tom, your turn. The book I have read is called A Marriage of Convenience and Other Stories. The first one, A Marriage of Convenience, is about a Frenchman who has to find a wife quickly. The second one, Harry, German Harry, is a story about a guy who lives alone on the island of Trebuchet. The third story, The Lotus of Eden, is about Wilson, a guy who has decided to die when he is 60. The fourth, Mabel, is about someone who follows her fiance around the world. And the last one, the fifth one, is called The Washed Up, that is about an American who is hiding in an Italian village. I like the book because the stories are about people that the writer has met on his travels all around the world, and they are really interesting stories. Thank you, boys and girls. And it has been a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you are there also in our next session. Goodbye.